Sharpening your sporting punt. Thanks to the TAB, welcome to the Winner's Sporting Edge.
Yes, welcome to another edition of the Sporting Edge, another way that RSN 927 and the TAB promote and talk sports betting aplenty. And you're with Andrew Q's, Trent Langscale with us. How are you, Trent?
Going well, and yourself?
Doing okay. Look, it's a busy time now for American sports because we have all of them in action, pretty much. We have baseball playoffs underway. We have the NBA season underway, NFL season underway, NHL ice hockey. So for just a few weeks of the year, all of their major sports overlap. I might just start with you just quickly with the baseball because we've got another game coming up very soon today.
We do. So at the moment, we've got Game 4 of the National League Championship Series not too far away. The Chicago Cubs looking to stay alive against the LA Dodgers. They're at Wrigley Field. The Dodgers have won the first three games, so they can sweep the Cubs today and get into the World Series for the first time since 1988. So you do have the Chicago Cubs with Jake Arrieta on the mound for them at $1.87, and the LA Dodgers with Alex Wood, their starting pitcher, at $1.95. And we will know that either the New York Yankees or the Houston Astros, one of them is one win away from making the World Series there as well, Andrew. And Game 6 of the American League Championship Series will be Saturday our time there. But as I said, coming up shortly, Game 4 of the NLCS, the Chicago Cubs $1.87 to stay alive, the LA Dodgers $1.95.
Look, people love betting on American sports at the TAB, whether it's at an agency or the website or over the phone, because not like the EPL and some sports, whether you can see it or you can't see it, Fox Sports, ESPN, nearly every day you'll see a game of hockey, basketball or baseball or NFL. Speaking of the basketball, the NBA season got underway yesterday. And we were talking about how the Melbourne Storm won the NRL title. They were odds on starting the finals. The Golden State Warriors are odds on starting one of the longest seasons ever NBA. They play for months on end. They lost their first game. Did they blow out a bit?
Absolutely not, Andrew. They're still $1.55 favourites, the Golden State Warriors, to win the 2017-2018 NBA title. You've got the Cleveland Cavaliers at $5. The Boston Celtics and the Houston Rockets, they're both at 12. The San Antonio Spurs at 13. The Oklahoma City Thunder, they've bolstered their roster during the offseason with the acquisitions of Paul George and also Carmelo Anthony. They're at 21. The Minnesota Timberwolves at 34. And then at 67, or better the rest. So, yes, it was a surprise result yesterday, Andrew, that the Golden State Warriors did lose at home to the Houston Rockets. They were around about $1.17 at tip-off, and the line was around the 9 mark, so it was a big shock, the fact the Rockets were able to get the win against the Warriors. But the same thing happened last year. The Warriors played on opening night. They weren't the defending champions, but they played on opening night and they were absolutely thrashed at home by the San Antonio Spurs. So it worked out for them in the end that they were able to win the title last season against the Cleveland Cavaliers. But Golden State $1.55, Cleveland $5. They had the win yesterday against the Boston Celtics. There's been a lot of drama during that offseason because Kyrie Irving, he requested a trade and he eventually was let go to the Celtics. But terrible news yesterday, the early stages of the first quarter, Gordon Hayward, who was a free agent and had made the move from the Utah Jazz to the Celtics, just a horrific injury, Andrew. It's probably been around, well, if you've got social media or the internet and you're not squeamish, that's probably the best way to describe it, because it was absolutely awful what happened to Gordon Hayward yesterday. And as a result, that has dented the Boston Celtics championship chances just one day into the season.
$1.50 for a season that runs for months on end, and I do concede, reading all the previews, there's not many sides that can match up with them, but do people lock in their money at TAB for that many months, thinking it's a good thing?
Well, Andrew, for what we're holding on the NBA title at the moment, 50% is for the Golden State Warriors, so there's a long-term investment. You could have said the same thing about Winks probably 9 months ago to win a third Cox Plate. Many people may have had a giggle there. Of course, Winks still has to get there on Saturday, all things being said there. But the Golden State Warriors, look, they've got the dominant four players there on their roster, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, and you throw in Draymond Green. And unfortunately, from the Western Conference point of view, Houston and Oklahoma City look to be the biggest threats. The San Antonio Spurs didn't have the best offseason. They lost some young players, but it's going to be a tough task. And that's the same in the Eastern Conference. Yes, the Boston Celtics have bolstered their roster, but as I said, terrible injury to Gordon Hayward yesterday, and the Cavaliers with LeBron, they look like they're going to be pretty set as well. So it could be for the fourth straight season, Andrew. It could be the Warriors and the Cavs again in the finals in June next year.
I had a look at the TAB total point markets, which I don't mind betting on, and all the games today and the ones coming up. I'm not sure whether there's an indication of higher scoring already, but nearly every game was over 200. Is there been an exception? There might be some high scoring games, or what's the story there, Trent? Or just the teams in action on day one and two? Or
Just the belief that they want it to be an offensive game, Andrew, so just the way it is now. We've seen that in the past many years. I mean, the finals last year were some of the highest scoring games that you can remember between the Warriors and the Cavaliers. It was rare to see a team actually finish up with under 100 points in those finals last season, aside from Game 1, which was the exception to the norm, as it turned out. But just looking at just the feature game that's on ESPN, that's coming up at 12:30 this afternoon, you've got the San Antonio Spurs, $1.80, and the Minnesota Timberwolves at $2. The line is a slender 1.5, and as you've touched on, the over-under there is 202.5 points. But this might be one to keep an eye on, because Kawhi Leonard, the Spurs' best player, is actually out today, and the Timberwolves have... they've really strengthened their roster during the offseason. A couple of acquisitions, Jimmy Butler from the Chicago Bulls, also Jamal Crawford from the LA Clippers, and they've got some young talent as well, headlined by Karl Anthony Towns. So the Timberwolves could be a team to watch this season, but the Spurs without Kawhi Leonard, that's why the odds are so compressed together. If Kawhi Leonard was playing, the San Antonio Spurs would be a lot shorter than the $1.80 on offer right now.
You're with Andrew Cuse, Trent Langscale from the TAB. We will look at some local sports soon, cricket, A-League and NBL basketball, but the American sports are so much a big part of TAB betting. So many punters betting on the sports. We've spoken about some NBA and Major League Baseball. What about NFL? What's the Friday morning game our time?
11:25 tomorrow morning, an AFC West battle. You've got the Oakland Raiders up against the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Oakland Raiders, well, they started the season pretty sprightly, 2 wins, and it's just fallen apart for them with 4 straight losses. They have had Derek Carr, their quarterback, missing for different periods due to a couple of injuries, but we do have Oakland at the moment at $2.35, and the Kansas City Chiefs, who were undefeated until last week. They lost at home to the Pittsburgh Steelers, but for whatever reason, we see it in the AFL and the NRL. Some teams just match up well against others, and Pittsburgh seem to beat Kansas City a fair bit. But Kansas City for this game, they're the $1.60 favourites. The line is currently a flat $3. So Oakland $2.35 and Kansas City $1.60 for a pretty decent Thursday night game, which will be just before 11:30 tomorrow morning for us, Andrew. Just going through the other notable matches for week 7. It's already week 7 in the NFL. It's flying pretty quickly at the moment. Just going down, we've got the Green Bay Packers now. Aaron Rodgers is pretty much out for the season due to a collarbone injury. So as a result, they're now $2.90 outsiders, even though they're at Lambeau Field against the New Orleans Saints at $1.40. An intriguing AFC South battle. You've got the Indianapolis Colts, $2.35, and the Jacksonville Jaguars at $1.60. At Twickenham, over there in London, you've got the Los Angeles Rams, $1.50. They go up against the Arizona Cardinals at $2.50. So just a few of the notable matches there. 4 o'clock our time on Monday morning there for week 7 on the NFL. And then the matches just after 7 o'clock on our Monday morning, we've got the LA Chargers. They're $1.80 at home to the Denver Broncos at $2. So an even affair there for an AFC West battle. You've got the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're back in town. They're $1.38. They go up against the Cincinnati Bengals at $3.05. And also, Andrew, we have the Super Bowl rematch from last season, which will be the Sunday night game, which is 11:30 for us on Monday morning. It's at Foxborough, where the New England Patriots, who have not gone as well as most people predicted, albeit they're 4-2, they are the $1.52 favourites, and the Atlanta Falcons are $2.55. And the Falcons, they started the season with 3 straight wins, and then all of a sudden in the last 3 weeks, with a bye sandwiched in between, they've lost at home to the Buffalo Bills. And then last week they gave up a 17-0 lead to the Miami Dolphins and lost 20-17. And it did bring back memories of Super Bowl last season, where they gave up that big lead against the New England Patriots. So just a few recurring nightmares there for the Falcons. But there's the Super Bowl rematch Monday, 11:30 in the morning for us. The Patriots $1.52 and the Falcons $2.55.
Terrific. We'll take a break, come back with more. This is the Sporting Edge, part of Winners and RSN 927, with thanks to the TAB.
Sharpening your sporting punt. Thanks to the Tab, this is the Winner's Sporting Edge.
Yes, on RSN 927, our social media as well. You're with Andrew Hughes. Trent Langscale from the Tab, as we remind you of so many betting types of sport at the Tab. Trent, let's get back home and to the A-League, and I think Melbourne Victory in action to start the round. Is that right?
They are tomorrow night against Adelaide United at the Adelaide Oval, so not at Cooper Stadium. They generally have one match a season, Adelaide United, there at the home of cricket in South Australia. So we're off to the Adelaide Oval tomorrow night, and you've got Adelaide United $2.45, slight favourites against Melbourne Victory at $2.60, and the draw there $3.60. And that's notwithstanding, Andrew, that Melbourne Victory, they've won 7 of their last 12 A-League matches against Adelaide United, and there are another 4 results ended up in draws. But just been a shaky start for Victory. Yes, they've had tough opponents, Sydney FC and Melbourne City, but they are pointless after the first 2 rounds. And Adelaide United, they had a come from behind, a 2-1 win away to Brisbane last week. So Adelaide United, slight favourites at $2.45 for tomorrow night's round 3 opener at the Adelaide Oval. Melbourne City, they're in action at 5:30 on Saturday against Wellington at Amy Park. And Melbourne City, they've got 6 from 6. So far to start the season points-wise, and they're $1.60 to make it 9 from 9. They've got Wellington at $4.75 and the draw there at $4.25. And Melbourne City, they have won 6 of their last 9 A-League clashes against Wellington, and a couple of other results ended in draws. So Melbourne City have certainly got the wood on Wellington, and they did win all 3 of their matches last season, and 2 of them were actually across the Tasman as well. Probably the biggest rivalry for round 3 is the Sydney Derby, so 7:50 on Saturday night. Sydney FC against Western Sydney at Allianz Stadium. You've got Sydney FC $1.87, the draw at $3.40, and Western Sydney at $4. And well, Western Sydney, they won in round 20 last season, and that was the first time they'd beaten Sydney FC in 9 A-League contests. There were 3 draws, and well, Sydney FC had had 6 wins. So Western Sydney finally broke through against Sydney FC late last season. Then there's a couple of matches on Sunday from 5 o'clock at Suncorp Stadium. Brisbane are $2.35 favourites against Newcastle. And then 7 o'clock at NIB Stadium. Perth are $1.70 against Central Coast there. So they are the round 3 matches for the A-League, Andrew.
Just quickly staying on soccer, football, round ball, cold, call it what you like. Ducking across the EPL.
We have round 9, an early start, 6 o'clock on Saturday morning. West Ham are at home to Brighton and Hove Albion. You've got West Ham, the dominant favourites there, at $1.80. And then looking at the matches involving the notable teams. So 10:30 on Saturday night, Chelsea, they haven't had the best week. They went to Crystal Palace. They lost. It was the first time Crystal Palace had scored all season, and they beat them 2-1. They've had a draw against Roma in the Champions League. They are $1.30 to get the maximum points, though, against Watford at $9, and the draw there is $5. So that's 10:30 on Saturday night, our time. Just the other big-name teams, 1 o'clock on our Sunday morning. Manchester United, they're $1.33, even though they're away to Huddersfield Town. You've got Manchester City, who keep scoring goals for fun. They scored 7 last week at home to Stoke City, and they're $1.11 to get all 3 points against Burnley there. Everton against Arsenal, this will be 11:30 on Sunday night for us, and Everton at $3.50, the draw at $3.50, and Arsenal $2. And we touched on this last week, Andrew, that Arsenal have just been really struggling away from Emirates Stadium this season, and they've had a habit of that in the past as well. They've been away 4 times this season and only had 1 draw, and the loss last week was away to Watford. So perhaps Arsenal at the $2 there is a little bit skinny. And then 2 o'clock on our Monday morning, probably the biggest match of round 9, you've got Tottenham against Liverpool at Wembley Stadium. Tottenham $2.15, the draw $3.40, and Liverpool $3.25. But beware that in their last 9 EPL clashes, Liverpool have won 6 of them, and there have been 3 draws. So Tottenham haven't defeated Liverpool in the EPL since November 2012. So Tottenham at the 2:15 might be a bit skinny there as well.
This is the Sporting Edge on RSN 927 with Trent Langscale online from the Tab. And moving on back home to go to NBL basketball, because it's on the TV and it's on tonight to start the round again.
That is right. We're at 5:30 across the Tasman at Spark Arena in Auckland, and you've got the New Zealand Breakers $1.85 and the Sydney Kings $1.95, so not much in it there. And they actually played at the same venue last week, Andrew, last Friday night, and the Breakers were able to get home 87-85.
So Sydney were favourites in that game. Been a few favourites losing the NBL first 2 weeks.
has been just getting accustomed to how the season's progressing. So we're into the third round, and like I said, not much in it there. New Zealand, $1.85, and Sydney, $1.95. And Melbourne United, they keep racking up the frequent fly miles because they'll be in Perth on Friday night against the Wildcats. Perth are $1.65, Melbourne United, $2.25. And then they're back home on Sunday for their first home game of the season there at Hisense Arena, a 3 o'clock start. And at the present moment, Melbourne United are $1.20. They're up against the New Zealand Breakers at $4.50. But those odds will change not only with tonight's game between the Breakers and the Kings, but also with tomorrow night's encounter when Melbourne United go up against the Wildcats in Perth.
Look, I must say I'm betting on a lot of sports at Tab, but I haven't had a bet yet on the domestic one-day competition. Don't even refer to it by the sponsorship name, I must say. It's a bit of out of mind, out of sight, or out of sight, out of mind. You know what I mean. There's a game on this afternoon if people want to bet on it, but I guess you can follow it on social media. That's the best way.
Best way probably to watch it through the live stream on the Cricket Australia website. And the group stage has gone pretty quick there, Andrew, but we're ready up to, elimination final, basically the match to get into the JLT One Day Cup final. It starts at 2 o'clock this afternoon from Blundstone Arena in Hobart, and Victoria are in action. They're $1.75 against South Australia at $2.05. For Victoria's high bet, you've got Cameron White, the $4.25 favourite, Peter Hanscom's at $4.50, Marcus Harris at $5, along with Matthew Short, and then Travis Dean, the best of the others, at $5.50 there. While for South Australia's high bet, you've got Callum Ferguson, the $4 favourite, Jake Weatherall and Tom Cooper, they're both at $4.50, Alex Carey at $5, and then Alex Ross at $5.50. As always, if your player isn't in the selected 11, you will get your money back there. But Victoria are $1.75 favourites against South Australia at $2.05. A 2 o'clock start there again at Blundstone Arena in Hobart, and whoever wins, they will be playing on Saturday in the final there, and they'll go up against Western Australia.
And if you enjoyed betting on Bathurst a few weeks ago, the V8 supercars back up again. They're in the Gold Coast this weekend.
They are, Andrew, and it's a little bit different to what's occurred at the Sandown 500 and also the Bathurst 1000 because they are actually races that are split up. So, yes, it's still an endurance aspect, but it's not a complete 600 kilometres there at the Gold Coast. They are split up there. So you do have the partner driver. So once again, we're betting on the winning car number. And car 88, where Jamie Wincup is the primary driver, $3.50 favourite. Car 17, Scott McLaughlin, the primary driver, $3.75. Car 97, Shane Van Gisbergen at $5.50. Car 55, Chaz Mostert at $7.50. And then car 9, which was the winning partnership there at the Bathurst 1000 of Reynolds and Yulden, the best of the others there at $12. But that is the betting on the race one winner. And once they get through that and there's another session for the race two winner, it'll be a brand new market on Saturday. But that is the race one winner there for the first race there at the Gold Coast 600 this weekend.
Terrific. And of course, golf updated markets. Once again, the USPGA Tour underway as we speak. They're in Korea. So those that normally bet late on a Thursday night starting the golf, of course, just was the case last week. They're in Asia again this week, so updated markets there, although there's a European Tour event, I think, in Spain underway in a few hours this afternoon as well on the European Tour. All right, Trent, tell people how they can get a bet on all of those sports and more at Tab if they want to bet today or this weekend.
There's plenty happening, Andrew, so you can check out all of those markets and plenty more at your local Tab at tab.com.au, and you can view all of those and plenty more on the app through your mobile as well.
This has been The Sporting Edge, part of Winners, part of RSN 927's commitment to sports betting, with thanks to the Tab.